The red carpet was rolled out, and two African women entrepreneurs became proud winners of the United Nations Conference of Trade and Development's 2010 Emprotech Women in Business Award. Ugandan Beatrice Beruhanga, founder of Lira Integrated School, which serves children from nursery to secondary age, won first place.
It's amazing. I'm just too happy, and especially to be connected to the world. I believe in myself, but I didn't know that I would compete and make it in the world.
Botswanan Joy Simankene, founder of Extra Mile Express, won the third place award. She provides customs cleaning and messenger delivery services.
To be recognized internationally from a landlocked country, it's really a big achievement for me. I'm really excited to compete with women that have got more than 10 years in business. I'm really excited.
Emprotech is a training program designed to encourage entrepreneurship in developing countries. UNCTAD has 32 Emprotech centers in developing nations. They have trained more than 150,000 aspiring female entrepreneurs since 1988. This award didn't come easy for Beruhanga. She says the traditions in her country made it more difficult for her as a woman to break into the business world.
Even after having the vision where anybody whom I would narrate to would understand, my own people, my elders, didn't believe that a girl like me would get part of the land and own it. I had the challenge of inheritance, which is common in all the African countries, and it is worst with us because women own nothing. I grew cassava, and after growing cassava, when the yield was ready, I took it to the market and sold it. That was the first revenue I held, and I made sure from it, from that savings, I made wheelbarrows. There were 25 in number, and I would hire it out to the wheelbarrow pushers.
And for Semakani, the struggle was similar.
I didn't have funds. I was not recognized when I started. But in 2007, I went to my government and see if they cannot assist me. So they did assist me. I didn't have vehicles. I used to drive the vehicles that the doors were open while you are driving. But I didn't give up because I had a vision for my company.
They have a message for aspiring African female entrepreneurs.
I want the women in Africa to believe in themselves. That's the most important thing. Have the passion in what they do, because a number of women go into things they don't know, they don't love, but they just go in because they think they want to make money. But it's not all about money, but it's all about, first of all, having passion in what you're going to do.
Even if you are not schooled, even if you don't have degree, even if you don't have money, as long as you are, you've got determination, you can do anything in this world.
And what's next on the horizon for these trailblazers?
I'm looking at growing the university. You see, we have nursery, primary, secondary, A and O level and A level. With the university coming up, therefore, we are going to be complete.
I'm busy now opening a branch internationally. I've got a branch in the UK. I've got agent in China. I'm opening Zimbabwe, Johannesburg, Namibia. Improtech, they have opened doors for me.
In Washington, D.C., Chinemay Wilson, VOA News.